Okay, good morning, everybody. Just a very brief thought based on the Tehillim that we happen to be up to. It's almost providential. The last pasuk of the 90th Mizmor of Tehillim speaks to the task that we're all involved in today, this Erev Shabbos Nachamu of putting up the tents for our minyanim, the Ashkenaz minyan, the Sfarad minyan. And it's a very special occasion for us and timed appropriately for Erev Shabbos Nachamu, as we begin to sense a matter of consolation of being able to return to the shul grounds. And that final pasuk that we have in the 90th Mizmor of Tehillim speaks so deeply to what it is that we seek to achieve today. V'hinoam Hashem Elokeinu Aleinu. We ask God to bestow His pleasantness upon us. Umase Yadenu Konenehu. We ask Hashem that there should be no takala, there should be no shortcoming in all of the works of our hands, that we should be able to establish a mishkan me'at, as I like to say, this beautiful mishkan that we'll be putting up, and that everything should be l'chavod ha'tfila u'letifares, should be for the enhancement of our communal tfila in this next phase of our reopening. But also, we say with a special intent, Shelo Yi'are Takala B'Maseh Yadenu, that we should do everything from the bottom of my heart, and I'm sure from the bottom of all of our hearts, that everything should be without any Takala. There should be no stumbling block, that everything should be done in accordance with all of the standards of safety that we know are so important, that with Chachma, with wisdom, with caution, to make sure that the return to shul is exactly what it should be, an opportunity for safety and tefillah b'tzibur to come together with one hand. And so we say with a special intent and a special kavana on this day, this incredibly important and meaningful day for our shul, V'yinoam Hashem Elokeinu Aleinu Umasi Adenu Konenu Aleinu Umasi Adenu Konenehu, may He strengthen and solidify and fortify the works of our hands so that we can better serve Him in building our Mishkan Ma'at on this very day. I thank you in advance for all of your help. I want to give a special thanks to Daniel Wetrin, to Steve Myers, to Effie Love for being so instrumental, so many hours that went into this process, that will go into this process today. We're so fortunate to have, as was true of the original Mishkan, the Mitnadvim, those who gave of themselves and gave of their time to make sure that this is being done in an appropriate way. I thank all the volunteers who will come help us in advance as well. And we look forward to davening together for the first time back on the shul campus with a mincha at 7 o'clock, followed by Kabbalah Shabbos and Maariv. And then, of course, tomorrow, Shacharis for both the Ashkenaz and the Sephardic minyan at 9 a.m. Then we'll come together again for mincha at 10 minutes to 8. We'll daven Maariv at 8:15, so a full Shabbos of services within that context. For those of you at home who feel most comfortable there, you know that you're with us in spirit. We're all one community. We commend you again for your ongoing zehirus and zerizos when it comes to personal safety. We support you 1,000%, if I could use a mathematically incorrect expression. We support you to the very fullest extent. And the shul is one community, even if we're still, to a certain extent, distanced in person. V'noam Hashem Elokeinu Aleinu, u'ma'aseh yadenu konenu aleinu, u'ma'aseh yadenu konenehu. Wish everybody a wonderful Shabbos.